One Frog Too Many by Mercer and Mariana Mayer. For Phyllis Fogelman, who got the ball rolling? Hats off to you. One day, Max got a box at his door. The dog, Bob, and the turtle were all excited to see what was inside. Then Max opened it, and all to their surprise was another frog. Max said, "I'm going to call you Jeremy," and all the others introduced themselves, except for Bob. So then Max picked up Jeremy and put him down, and all the other ones said, "Welcome to the place, Jeremy." Except Bob had kind of looked at the frog and said, "Okay, I say." But then Bob said, "Jeremy, welcome to the place," and bit his leg. Then Jeremy let out with a loud shriek, and Max looked to his surprise. "Bad boy, Bob. Jeremy's our new guest." Then Max said, "Let's go on a walk." And they all walked up. The frogs went on Turtle's back, and the dog walked behind Max, all in a very happy mood. Except for when they were walking, Bob turned around and kicked Jeremy off. But then Jeremy, again, started out crying. But then Max turned around and said, "Bad boy, Bob, again, you better not do this." So then they went on the boat, and Max said, "Bob, you stay here. I don't want you causing any more trouble." So they went off, but then Bob jumped on. Jeremy got a little scared. When Turtle was sleeping, Bob turned around again and kicked Jeremy off. But then Turtle went, and by the way, he was watching, and turned around and caught Max's attention. Then Max turned around with a loud shriek himself and got very upset. They looked all around for Jeremy, but they couldn't find him. Bob was actually getting a little sad. They all went home very sad. Bob stayed behind. He didn't want to get any more trouble. So then they were all moping in their beds at home, all sad, crying. But then they heard a sound. Ribbit. Jeremy jumped in. They all were so happy. But, well, Bob, he was happy too, but not that much. He got a pain in his head. Then the story ended like this. They all were happy together, and even Bob got along with Jeremy a little.